Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, a very, very, very happy and hopefully more prosperous and enjoyable New Year.
Please God, yes.
Goodness me.
Goodness me. We are troopers, all of us, aren't we, to have got through last year.
Indeed.
And here comes 2021. And
yes.
Don't know about you guys, but we certainly enjoyed some very naughty parties.
We certainly did. Joan, you were on a yacht with Leo DiCaprio, I understand.
I was. And very sadly, his model girlfriend, bride-to-be, fell overboard.
Oh, no.
Yes, I saw her. She was quite drunk, bending over. I helped her. I was trying to help her look for something. Mm. I could see that something was floating in the sea. And I just gave her a wee lift up and turned away. Next thing I know, she's... So it was just me and Leo, which was...
And I understand you couldn't find a life belt and...
I couldn't, no.
Oh.
I just couldn't see properly. And so it ended up as me and Leo. And I get very frightened at night, as you know. So I had to share a cabin with him.
Aww.
And I also needed... just to be held. You know how it is. I know,
Joan, absolutely. Well, of course, I was alone to all intents and purposes at Christmas, although I was invited to a wonderful, very naughty, wonderful theatrical party.
Oh, yes.
All the great and the goods, and goodness me, some champagne was drunk.
I bet. Some
fumbling in cupboards was had, Joan. And,
so tell me who was there. Was Tom Stoppard there?
Yes,
and Trevor Nunn?
Absolutely. Tom and Trevor and naughty little Adrian Noble, of course.
Oh, yes. Adrian's lovely, isn't he? The way he always snatches at his balls.
He does have a fiddle hit now and then, but no, he's a wonderful fellow. And yes, all the greats, all the goods and the greats. Ken Branagh, of course, Judy.
Yes.
And
yes, I love how a lot of these actory, theatre types, these directors and so forth, do have this sort of... almost little boyish way of sort of fiddling about with their trousers. It's like these guys who, they call it sagging, don't they, where they wear the low drop trousers and they've got the hands down the front warming up the crotches. I don't know quite what the thinking is there.
Oh, it's terribly endearing though, isn't it, Joan? As you say, it's rather little boy, it's rather innocent and sweet, although not always, incidentally, but quite a glint in many an eye at that party. Mahmoud was there, of course, Joan, before
lovely.
He was flying over to join you on Leo's yacht.
Yes, and, that was fun. They get on so well,
yes.
Leo and Mahmoud. And I mean, Leo being a vegan, I find a bit tricksy, but he's one of the very few vegans who gets away with it. Body-wise, he's very ripped.
Yes. No, we love our meat, don't we, Joan?
And I'm stuffed to the gills over Christmas because I was on the keto diet and I decided just to really go for it. And so I've only ate meat. I mean, pounds and pounds and pounds of it, which obviously has compacted my stools even more.
Yes.
So I haven't been since... I think it was October 2020.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So that's, yes. Well, I imagine at some point there'll be a minor incident and you'll have to nip off sharpish. But let's hope it's not today, Joan.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Shall we crack on?
Yes, let's crack on.
Let's save the world.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, over Christmas my husband made quite a few jibes about my cooking and my weight, and then afterwards demanded intercourse, throughout which he farted. I felt very low as he told me I was hard to look at and smelt mouldy down below. During the night I awoke from a dream to find myself stabbing him in the side with my hair scissors. He was so drunk he didn't stir, but in the morning he had bloody pyjamas. I told him it was an unexpected period. What should I do? Claire Soligrep from Wiltshire.
Oh, well,
goodness,
Claire, you have got yourself in a pickle here, haven't you? Gosh, where do we start with this one?
I'm quite surprised that she's still having periods.
Yes, you'd have thought they'd have stopped with the weight.
Let's really, get down to the brass tacks of this. Essentially, this woman has attempted to slaughter her husband during the night with some hairdressing scissors.
Yes.
She claims that she was in a dream, so I think she's going for some kind of attempted manslaughter,
Diminished
sleepwalking.
Diminished responsibility or something like that.
The bottom line is she's a murderous woman.
Yes.
Who's taken it out on this poor guy and then tried to fob him off with the idea that she somehow bled all over the side of his trunk. The other thing is, obviously, they had intercourse after the dinner, which she didn't like. And she complained about him farting, which we've talked about how nice that can be.
I think it's fun. There's nothing wrong with a little puff during intercourse, or several pumping.
Yes, I mean, she said he farted throughout.
Yeah, so that's obviously a pumping, what we call the pumping puff of wind as you force the penis in and out of the vagina or anus, dependent on, or mouth, dependent on what your practice particularly is that day.
Yes, I mean, Harry Soligreep has a very, very large bottom.
Yes.
And I would think that a lot of the wind could get quite trapped in there with those buttocks slapping together, as you say, during the pumping.
And if there's a lot of wind, of course, that starts to agitate the anal cheeks and those will flap in and out as well, and to sort of be a double, almost like an echo effect with the wind passing back and forth. And sometimes it can go back up the anus with the sort of hiatus that's occurring, and then come out in a double, in what we call a double emittance, which can be accompanied by fluids, of course, because there's a lot of volcanic, almost volcanic action going on there at that point with the pressure and the pumping.
It's actually something to be embraced, not criticised. I feel terribly sorry for Harry Soligreep.
Well, yeah, so not least, why has he had to have stitches with these?
Well, she doesn't go into any further detail. I mean, what should you do? I think the first thing you should be doing is turning yourself into the police.
Mm. Which is as good as, hasn't she, writing in?
Yes, it's certainly something that we can report. We will report. We're very friendly with the local bobbies.
Yes, absolutely. Keith and Ahmed, who come up and down the street even now, don't they? Bless them with their hats on.
I love it that they wear the old-fashioned hats.
Mm, yes, and they look absolutely wonderful, the two of them, walking up and down, and good morning, and any sign of any suspicious anything, this and that. And no, it's wonderful. The police are doing a marvellous job, and good for them. But yes, they'll probably be able to knock at your door, Claire, any moment now, I would suggest, actually. So maybe pack a little bag and give your solicitor a call.
And I would think about what you want to be doing whilst you're in prison. It's likely to be, well, it will be an all-women one. There might be some transgender guys in there.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things to prepare yourself for, I think, Claire. You may be able to lose some weight in there. That's one advantage.
Yes. Although I think apparently it's quite stodgy food, isn't it? I'm not sure how much fresh fruit and veg you're going to get. So maybe pop some of those in your suitcase. But I do understand that quite a lot of women do bulk up in prison. There's a sort of letting yourself go mentality, unfortunately, in a lot of Her Majesty's institutions for the ladies. But, you know, maybe start an aerobics group in there or something and, Zumba.
Absolutely. And, of course, they're very violent places. So I think you're going to fit right in with your hair scissors.
Yeah, so pop those in the bag too, maybe, for defence, self-defence. But very best of luck, Claire, and regards to
Harry.
Harry, hello.
Absolutely.
Yes, good day to you both.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm a young mum with a gorgeous 3-year-old boy and I enjoy taking him to playgroups, having tea and biscuits with other mums. Recently, though, I've had some criticism of the way I feed him. I was brought up on my mother's regurgitated food and thrived as a result, when others were around me caught endless sniffles and bugs. But when I try to feed my son with my own regurgitations, I get critical looks and comments from my peers. What should I do? I don't want to give up a practice that both my son and myself enjoy and benefit from. And that's Pamela Eastwick from Staines.
Well, of course, this is a practice that was very, very common in Victorian times, in particular, where mums would chew up food, swallow it, and then bring it back up for the baby to eat. It's a perfectly normal, perfectly healthy way of feeding a child. It's gone out of fashion a little bit now, hasn't it, Joan? Yes, it's tricky. It's one of those debates. People say, I don't want to see someone regurgitating in public. It's obscene. It's unnecessary.
It's like the breastfeeding thing, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a very, very similar, if not identical, sort of problem, really, where people object to, a simple, natural moment of a mum popping her fingers down her throat and bringing up, ready mashed baby food.
What it means, of course, is that the child can have access to far more advanced and sophisticated foods. Mum can have a nice steak or oysters or Something really tough, and Bibi can benefit from
indeed.
That.
Indeed, and the great news, of course, is that the mum then doesn't put all the calories on in her own body.
Absolutely, it's a two-edged sword.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
I know both you and I have done this with our own children. I did this just on special occasions, birthday parties, sometimes at Christmas, or occasionally if the children were very upset about something, I would just bring up a little bit of sick and, you know, pop it into their mouths. Now, mine would often cry. I think it's an emotional response to a very intimate act.
Yes. Well, it's sort of reassuring and frightening at the same time, isn't it? Because you've got that sort of sticky bile sort of taste, which the child initially will find difficult, but then the very soothing... you know, you've got all the nutrients.
Yes, and you've got the feeling that you've really had a bit more of mum.
Exactly.
Because I think for lots
it's
of
warm.
Children. Yes, and, you know, they've been in the womb, they've had that super time, and then out they come in whatever way, it's a traumatic.
Shock.
And, of course, this is a lovely way of, in a way, being back inside mum. Mm,
absolutely, yes, yes, indeed. And in fact, some mums are now injecting regurgitated food into the child's belly button. So that he has the experience of being back in the womb. They'll pop the child in the bath, lots of nice warm water, get a sort of beat machine, you can get white noise on your phone, heartbeat or whatever, and then just inject some regurgitated food into the child's belly button. And it's very calming, very soothing. If a child's had a difficult day at nursery or at school, or if they're, you know, at sixth form or they've gone into a new job, this is one way of really calming somebody down.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't really know what Pamela should do apart from perhaps move to a different area. Staines isn't renowned for being the most forward-thinking of places.
No, they're very backward.
And I think you've only got to look at nature and birds, the way birds feed their young.
Yes.
It's exactly the same.
Exactly.
It's not that weird.
Yes, you don't see the other bird mums going, oh, that's disgusting, that's unhealthy.
No. And I found in later life certain sexual partners also loving this.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with it at all, to be honest, with you and Pamela. So, yes, move, I think, is what Joan and I are saying. I don't know. Where would you suggest, Joan?
Well, I think coastal towns are a little easier at times.
Yes, Stroud.
You get these types who live on barges. We've talked about them. They don't wash. They'd probably not be cocking their snook at that.
Yes, I would avoid a sort of insular community like Anglesey, would you, Joan?
You need to find an online community of regurgitators.
And there will be one out there, believe me. I mean,
absolutely.
There's everything now, isn't there, Joan?
And of course, as I say, a lot of adults like this, a lot of ladies like it when their partners do it to them or stick into their vaginas. All of that kind of thing.
And again, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Often the vaginas you find with an older lady, you've got a drying vagina, a little bit of regurgitation into that drying vagina can soften and moisten it all up. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Most of my husbands, I tried this out on, particularly if I was trying to keep my figure, I would gorge on, you know, a huge steak supper, some burgers and a curry, and, you know, I love my cream cake, so I'd have a big old
chow
binge
down.
Yes, and then I would vomit into my lover's mouth as part of sex play, really.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of men very much enjoy this. Just as they're about to climax, they'll grip heavily and firmly grip the end of the penis between thumb and forefinger and really squeeze incredibly hard, which will stop the ejaculate in its tracks. And if at that moment the lady vomits into his mouth, but he releases that down his gullet and then he lets go of the thumb and forefinger and, you know, he swallows hard and at the same time shoots out this enormous ejaculate, which often then will, interestingly, will then taste of what the lady has just regurgitated into his mouth. So you'll get that wonderful, you'll get a whole pork roast coming if he then ejaculates into the lady's mouth following this. She'll get a rush of a pork roast and a rush of a sticky toffee pudding back into her system. So
it's a lovely way to, you know, have a second helping, really.
Exactly. And actually the practice is called second helpings. And in fact, some of our listeners may already be fully aware of it. But it's a bit of fun and can spice up the bedroom very, very nicely.
Wonderful. Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm an active lesbian in my mid-40s with great boobs and fantastic banter, but I'm having trouble attracting the types of girls I like. I'd heard there was a perfume that attracts other lesbians. If so, where can I get it and where do I spray it? Mary Piper, Torbay.
Ah, hello, Mary.
It's Mary.
Oh, Mary. Mm. Oh, goodness. Mm. Mary Piper. Mm. Well, not funny names, is it, Joan? Well, it's very pretty, but rather odd for a lesbian.
Well, I suspect, lady. Though, you know, these types of names and these types of women usually come from sort of the types of parents who probably live on a barge with a bit of a raggedy old jumper, stripy jumper and dreadlocks.
Mm. And a dirty dog romping around and leaving bits of mess hither and thither.
Exactly, there's joss sticks bent over, sort of burning away and little roll-ups
that haven't been washed for decades. And
probably homeschooled and all these types of things, and therefore they come up with these sort of names.
Indeed.
And of course Torbay is not that far from Totnes, which is teeming with not just lesbians, but these types of people
these
who
lesbian
live on the fringes of society.
Friends, yes. Well, firstly, it's an odd one, this, isn't it? She says she has what? Fantastic?
Great boobs and fantastic banter.
Great boobs and fantastic banter. Two very, very key elements, I'd say, for a successful lesbian.
Mm.
Certainly, Cardinal's very proud of her boobs, which are very, very large. She's had them enhanced, actually, several times. But, you know, those are her sort of pride.
She wasn't born
joy
with those, was
no,
she?
No, she wasn't born with any boobs, Joan. Baby girls, normally, as we know, have got a little bit of boobage. Some more than others. You'll get some little babies coming out with quite big breasts, which is great for a little girl, isn't it? And fun, and fills out the sort of christening gown in rather a nice way. So this awful flat as a pancakey sort of shape that a lot of babies
are. Oh, very hard to distinguish boys from girls when they're like that, isn't
that's it?
But a little bit of a little bit of lumping on the chest is very nice.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So so well done on the boobs, and that is going to give you a massive head start, because we know lesbians like a big handful, don't like a flat chested girl. I think the key driver for a lot of lesbians is just these big old boobs that they see paraded about in front of them, and they just want to get a grab.
I think in Mary's case, she though is, when she says she's not attracting the types of lesbians she would like to, she's after these very sort of French looking girls just the very pert, just budding boobs, the sort of little cropped gamine hairstyle.
Oh yes.
You know, very clean, chic looking girls.
Yes.
Which obviously isn't what Mary herself is all about.
No.
And when you get a lesbian like her, yes, she has the fantastic boobs, but in her photo, she's quite a galumphing gal.
And actually, a lot of the boob is fat, isn't it?
Yes. And these types of women can be quite threatening to these little waif-like, ethereal,
sweet little
lesbians.
French girls.
Yes.
Who aren't doing anyone too much harm, are they? But not taking up too much space. And they're sort of rather flitting about. And, you know, a lot of men like these little French lesbians, don't they, Joan? But I think they'd be hard pushed to like Mary Piper. So she may be struggling a bit in the world.
I mean, this perfume she speaks of that attracts other lesbians. I know Cardinal tried that for a while.
Yes, Gush. It's a make. It's called Gush. Essentially, they've mixed together this spray scent of, I think it's a female giraffe. The genitals of giraffes are very similar to human vagina. Giraffes are stimulated in a very similar way to a lady. And so you get this Gush perfume, where they've got mixed giraffe with all sorts of lovely simony, sort of pine coney smells, and very carefully selected by
woody smells are quite
indeed
woody, aren't they, and sort of like foresty
indeed,
and
then a hint of citrus, because of course ladies love citrus,
particularly the lesbians. They tend to eat more citrus fruits,
they do they like oranges.
They like fish with lemon,
indeed,
and that sort of thing.
Indeed.
Gin and tonic with lemon.
Yeah, that's it. Easy peelers.
So, I mean, everyone loves an easy peeler.
Who doesn't love an easy peeler, really, Joan? Which is why they're so popular, particularly at Christmas.
Mm.
But so simple, aren't they? And wonderful when it just falls off, when the outer coating of the fruit just sort of tumbles away in your hands, and you can crush the whole thing. It's a little treat, and you can pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Absolutely gorgeous, juicy and perfect.
And that's it, a little bit of juice trickling down your chin as you hop on the tube or get on the bus or hail a taxi.
And I think that's exactly what Mary Piper is looking for in a lesbian friend for herself, would be a sort of juicy little easy peeler.
A little easy peeler. But unfortunately, not being too judgmental, I think poor old Mary needs to have a little look in the mirror.
Well, one thing I would say is she probably needs to have a bath, because it's all very well, this perfume can only do so much.
That's it.
I mean, yes, there are places that do it. You can get it online. You can get it from, you know, upmarket places.
Harvey Nicks or
exactly.
Liberty's.
Those sort of places will do it for these more exclusive, high-powered lesbians.
Yes, which is not Mary, is it?
Not really.
Far from it. So, yes, I'd say Mary, take Joan's advice, have a wash, get some fresh pants and a fresh bra. And yes, I don't know, think about doing some sit-ups or something. Tone up this bod. Has really gone to all skew with, hasn't it, Joan? Really, if you want these little French lesbians, you know, they're going to be very much after something a bit more coiffed, even if they do like the big boobs, which they do, I know, and the banter. You know, they're not going to want somebody who's clearly let themselves go in this barge manner. So yes, I'd say scrub yourself up and
write back to us when you're a little bit more presentable.
Indeed. But thank you for writing in.
Listeners may not know that we actually have a book coming out and audiobook.
Yes, indeed. So that's both in print form and in oral.
Yes, oral.
Absolutely.
We love a bit of oral.
Everyone loves a bit of oral around Christmas, don't they, Joan? Oh, so
yes.
Hopefully that will satisfy those with the big oral appetites around the festive season. It's called Dear Joan and Jerrica, Do's and Don'ts from Dating to Death.
That's why he turns away.
Indeed. And full of tips and ideas of how to keep your man happy.
Absolutely. Quizzes, recipes, stories, advice.
Yes.
Drawings.
Absolutely. Letters and much more.
Much more. Horoscopes.
Yes.
You name it, we've got it.
We've got it in there, including some very, very, very highly personal stories and tales of our own.
Lovely.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, could you please tell me about your home labioplasty kits? Belinda Toogood Horsley.
Yes. Joan, do you want to kick off with this one?
Absolutely. Well, yes, we started putting those on the market last year.
Mm-hmm.
Quite simply, Belinda, they range in price. And you can go to the website if you want to get hold of these.
Yes. Yes. You know, there's you'll see when you click on labioplasty kits that there are various options. If you're looking to expand your labia, and a lot of ladies now want a larger labia.
It's true. And I think people get confused with this, don't they?
So a lot of ladies of all creeds and race will contact us and say, look, my labia are shriveled and tiny, have sprung right back inside after childbirth, or, you know, people who've had accidents where their labias have been chopped.
Or you can easily knock it off, can't you, with horse riding?
Oh, you can, yes. I mean, you can crumple it up and knock it off quite easily if you're riding a particularly large stallion or mare.
Or bikes.
Bikes again.
This trend for health and riding about the place.
Yes, not always good for you ladies to straddle a horse or jump on a mountain bike. So choose your exercise carefully. That would be the first thing I would say. Having said all that, if you have got a little shriveled labia or both of them are shriveled and dried apricot-y, we do a kit where we've got some little weights that you attach to the apricots, for want of a better description, and those will draw those apricots down and separate them out sideways. So you ending up with more of a curtain than a little pulpy clump, which a lot of ladies now have.
And those little weights can hang either side of the gusset, so they'll just be pulling the lips down outside your panties.
That's right. And in fact, we sell some special underpants as well for ladies who prefer to have a particular underpant with the kit.
Do we feel, though, well, the question we're asked so often is there an ideal looking vagina? Because we're talking about trying to make your labia bigger, but of course there is the trend still in pornography for these, well, we've talked about this
neat.
Before, whether you're having an exploded sandwich or a closed,
yes,
or just a very neat,
a sort of
almost
wrap.
Fleshless.
Yes,
yes, fresh, a tiny wrap.
Tiny little tasty wrap. Yes, I mean, you know, yes, there is an ideal labia, obviously. Of course there is, and that'll be one that's pretty unsullied, pretty untouched, and sort of fresh, fresh to the eye, as it were.
And we come back again and again to the question of, is your labia too brown? Well, obviously, we're talking about that in regards to, I mean, goes without saying, a waxed labia. Obviously, if you don't wax and you've got a hefty bush, then you're going to be not knowing really what colour your skin is under there. But whatever, you don't want it to be brown unless you are a brown lady.
Yes, absolutely. In which case, obviously. So what Joan is talking about is the white ladies or pale ladies who've, for whatever reason, sometimes through a fault of their own, sometimes through no fault, have ended up with a lot of smearing, fecal smearing, for a variety of reasons, ill health, poor diet, carelessness.
Yes, getting muddled when they go to the toilet.
Yes, wiping the wrong way around when mum's perhaps not made it clear, particularly people who struggle with left and right, people who can't read maps. All those sorts of people will struggle with wiping and will end up with a very brown, fecally labia. So again, yes, we have a dyeing kit. You can get that in with the main kit.
And you can go any colour from a sort of pretty poly pink right through to a sort of titanium white, Bob Ross titanium white, or a sort of peachy. Some ladies like that kind of summer peach.
Absolutely. And again, you can change it up, change it down.
And freckles can be very cute.
Oh, freckles are gorgeous.
Freckles says young. Freckles says cheeky. Freckles says I'm naughty.
Yes, I'm naughty and I'm up for things, which guys, you know, obviously quite understandably get very excited about.
Of course, now labioplasty would imply just the labia, but of course there are the inner, there's the majora and the minora.
Yes.
And of course we're looking at taking down any of the extra, as you've talked about before, the blades.
Yes.
That can hang and fall and tumble.
Yes.
From
folding and crumpled blades being a very nasty, perplexing condition that a lot of ladies find very distressing, and a lot of gentlemen, quite rightly, when they're sort of hoovering about down there and having a good old sort of rumble in the jungle, you know, so clearly that's going to affect a large part of you know, the sex lives in general of a lot of people across the country, up and down and abroad, incidentally.
Absolutely. And so what we're actually looking at within the kit is really a sort of mini hoover that sort of snips and snops off those nasty little dribbly bits.
Yes, and hoovers up and clears up and reforms and reshapes. It's a wonderful little machine. So do check that out. Well worth it. Does that answer Belinda's question? I do hope so.
I would have thought so.
Oh, well, goodness me. I think that's all, once again, that we have time for, Joan. And, oh, dear, we've come to the end of another series.
Yes, and I always feel teary to have to say goodbye to all our wonderfully troubled listeners out there
who
seem even more demented and unbalanced than ever before.
Absolutely, really. And all we would say is, you know, we will be here. Do keep your letters coming in. We will be back to help you and see you through the next dark period of your lives.
We're going to be setting up a new thing whereby we have a sort of mobile problem van where we drive around the city. I mean, we don't drive, we have our drivers. You know, for those of you really in need, we can offer help.
Indeed.
At a price.
That's it. It is pretty pricey, but we also have a helpline. Again, it's pay per minute, so it will be not cheap, but absolutely worth it.
£9 per minute?
It's £9 a minute, Joan, for the first 5 minutes, and then it goes up to £18, just because our time is very, very valuable and there'll be a lot of people trying to get through. But do give us a call. Do book the van for a mobile visit.
Can actually get to stay the night in the van, but again, that will take you up to £3,000 to £4,000.
Yes, that's sort of the equivalent of, I don't know, luxury cruise or going into space. But yes, Joan and I will pop in and out during the night just to check your temperature and make sure you're all right, and give you a glass of water and what have you.
And we do offer the non-thermometer version, as they would have done in the old days.
Indeed. So do keep in touch, for goodness sake. And Joan and I, of course, have got the Joan and Jerrica Foundation now, where we give grants to people in need. We will receive donations for that fund as well. So please keep the money coming in.
And the Joan and Jerrica School of Acting that we've just set up.
Yes. Dance and drama.
Yes.
Joan leads one ballet class a year and I'll be doing a drama voice workshop every so often, dropping in. So hopefully that will be of great benefit for you too. Hope that's helpful, and we look forward we hope to hearing from you and receiving all your large donations.
Happy 2021.
God bless.